Americans are defaulting on their mortgages in record numbers. They're walking away from their homes. That's because almost 11 million people, 10.7 million, owe now more than their houses are worth. So people are voluntarily giving up their homes, even when they can afford the payments. We get calls from listeners about this all the time.
My name is Natalie Tafoya, and I own two properties. When the market kind of took a hit, I took a hit on each property, and they're so far upside down that there's no way I'm going to ever be able to recoup those costs. They're probably over 115 grand upside down, each of the properties, so I'm walking away.
Joining us now is Roger Lowenstein. He's a contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine and author of the upcoming book, The End of Wall Street. And with us again, Marlene McGuire. She lives in Colorado and walked away from her house when she and her husband could no longer afford their mortgage payments. Marlene, you said you walked away from your home because you were so far upside down. You actually worked with a company that's called You Walk Away, which takes consumers through the process of walking away from their mortgage. This is actually just going into foreclosure, correct?
Yes, that is true.
So what was that like, that decision for you, when you finally decided that it was time to cut your losses and walk away?
Very frustrating, because it was a house that we enjoyed being in, and after putting so much time and money into it, it's just very frustrating.
Roger Lowenstein, we hear a complaint like Marlene's all the time that banks will not work with them to modify their loans, and you have to wonder why not. Isn't it better for the banks to modify a loan with a consumer who will pay those payments than to try and sell it for a far less than the loan was for?
Yeah, good morning. Well, I think what happens many times is the bank and the homeowner sort of play a game of chicken. And the bank may send out threatening letters saying that they're violating the mortgage contract, or in some states they can threaten to go after the homeowner's other assets, such as automobile or savings account, although they really do so. The bank obviously is hoping that the homeowner, the person like Marlene, will pay the whole thing, obviously, and the homeowner is hoping they'll get a break, and sometimes they'll voluntarily walk away. Sometimes they'll get too close to the edge, and that's why we have hundreds of thousands of foreclosures every month.
Well, listen to Steve Walsh. He's a mortgage broker in Arizona, and he's talking about one of his clients.
I have a client that bought a house for $1 million that's now appraising for $400,000. Well, they're making a $7,000 a month payment on a house they can now rent for $2,000 a month down the street. If you go back a year, we had maybe one or two people tell us they were walking away. Now it's literally every day there are a couple people walking away. It just doesn't make sense anymore, because they've lost that hope.
Roger, we hear from not only the federal government, but from the heads of the housing association saying it is not right for people to walk away from mortgages, but they're losing money.
Yeah, what we have is a sort of a social disease when we have millions of people who own homes that are, as in this example, priced at $1 million, now only worth $400,000. People aren't going to pay, mortgage payments based on a price. It's 2.5 times current value, because it's obviously throwing money away. This isn't because, millions of Americans suddenly became amoral or evil. We had a very bad system for pricing homes and for handing out mortgages, for which the mortgage industry, was very much at fault, and the credit agencies were at fault, and Wall Street was at fault, and homeowners were at fault for taking mortgages that they couldn't afford. But the first responsibility belongs to the banker. It's the banker's responsibility to make sure that they're lending money that, that will be paid back.
Well, there's a lot of people doing the math here, Roger, and in many ways the realities are so stark that walking away loses its sting. Let me ask a question to Marlene McGuire for just a moment. Marlene, now, you went into foreclosure, but did you declare bankruptcy?
No, we didn't.
No. Okay, so then did the fact that you walked away from your house affect any of your other credit instruments, like your credit cards? Did it affect your credit rating? Did it make you unable to borrow for other reasons? What was the overall ripple effect?
Well, it did affect our credit rating. It did go down, and because we no longer were able to pay, we just didn't pay our payments to the home.
But it sounds like the sting wasn't that bad.
it really is, because, you know, when you don't pay your house payment, and then, you know, we were trying to keep up with the credit card, and so it really did. It
All
was
right.
a big effect.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Roger, this is Gail Cunningham. She works for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling.
Yeah.
Back in the day, people would do anything to keep a roof over their head. It was really a matter of pride. You could wave the flag of home ownership. People had mortgage burning parties. And I think that people now need to understand that having your home foreclosed on is more than losing the roof over your head. And it's going to be very difficult to certainly buy another home or even rent a place to live if you have a foreclosure on your record.
These are the kind of things that you talk about in your article for the New York Times Magazine.
Back in the day when she talks about, we can wax nostalgic about it, the banker would look you in the eye, and how's your job, how's the wife and kids, where are you living, how's the bad ankle, and assess you and say, yeah, this guy can make his payments. Back in the day, these days, no one ever sees their mortgage broker. You get a mortgage, on the internet in 30 seconds, literally in 15 minutes. So the reason that all this is happening isn't that we have a new venal class of homeowners. It's because that whole back in the day system that she's waxing nostalgic about, that the mortgage bankers themselves did away with it. You know, they were just too eager to hand out mortgages to, you know, anybody and everybody who wanted them or didn't want them. And that's why we're having this. We can all get teary-eyed about the mortgage burning parties, but the mortgage industry itself did away with that one.
Okay, but will they be able to rent a place after they get foreclosed?
Of course they will. You think the mortgage industry is going to turn their back on millions of customers? It's you know, as with the other person you were talking to, John was interviewing, how many people default on a credit card and get a new one? The banking industry has decided they would rather make zillions and zillions of loans and write off, some fraction of zillions and keep making them.
I imagine it's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. Roger Lowenstein, we have to end it there. He's a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine. Marlene McGuire, former homeowner in Colorado.